Grandma Belle, I cannot see you now because of the virus. I miss doing, like, some stuff with you. I miss making Play-Doh with you. And I wish that you could come here someday. I want a whistle. I actually whistled.
For real?
Listen to the sounds.
You there?
Yeah. So, yeah, what were you saying?
Listen to these sounds.
I don't know what to do.
Okay, what do you want me to say?
Then again.
You there?
Does anyone?
It's the first day of spring and trying to find the spring clues.
We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, next week, next month, September. Like there's just no future. And what kind of people are we going to be?
You there? You there? A selection of letters from quarantine.
A letter to my future self after the COVID-19 pandemic is over. I'm sitting outside right now on the back porch of Bobby's house, and the sun is really bright in a very blue sky. And it's honestly a beautiful day.
What day is it? March.
March 21st, I believe. Unless it's the 20th or the 22nd. It's all the same nowadays. One long day. It's been one long day. It gets dark and then bright and then dark and then bright and then dark and then bright and then dark and then bright.
Dear virus, how long has it been now? Couple of weeks, couple of months, depending on when you start counting. I mean, I remember in January when I was flying back to my family after a contract in another province. That was the first I heard of anything. A man that I'd been on a flight with was an infectious disease expert, and upon landing, he mentioned something about having to do a spot on CTV. And there he was when I got home. I looked it up, talking about this coronavirus, Wuhan province in China. Like I said, it was the first that I'd heard of it. But I figured if it was on the news, I mean, the mainstream news, it was either something that was being totally blown out of proportion, or something that was about to erupt.
As of this morning, we have a total of 688 cases.
Here in the UK, 43 new cases were confirmed today.
And in Spain, the number is now dropped by 6,500.
Today, Thailand, extra weather have been confirmed 6 new cases of the coronavirus, bringing the national total to 25.
เพื่อความปลอดภัยตรานั่งรัดเข็มขัดอยู่กับที่
ไปโทรศัพท์มือถือและอุปกรณ์อิเล็กทรอนิกส์ไว้จนกว่าสัญญาณแจ้งการเข็มขัดจะดับและเครื่องบินจอดเรียบร้อยแล้วกรุณาตรวจสอบเอกสารการเดินทางและสิ่งของของท่านให้เรียบร้อยก่อนลงจากเครื่อง
Hi, Felicia from the future. It's Felicia from the end of March. And things in Bangkok here so far are pretty topsy-turvy. At least right now, it's not so bad. There might be a total lockdown. I want you to remember that you're never alone because your friends and family have come through for you in so many ways.And find time in your future days to reach out to people like your grandmothers who are by themselves and need more help than we realize.
Grandma Belle, I miss you because I can't not see you now.I miss you, and I want to make a cake with you.
Hi, Nat. It's Grandma Belle. I miss you so much. Next time we get together, we will make a beautiful cake, very colorful, just the way you like it. I love you. Miss you. Hi, Lala. I miss you so much.You're right. We cannot see each other because of this virus. But when it's over, we will get together and make lots of Play-Doh. I heard your whistle. Sounds so beautiful. Bravo. I love you, Lala.
Wherever you are now, future self, I hope that it is in a place that is as beautiful as this sunny day. Love you. See you. Bye.
This piece was produced by David Clark, Luca Caruso-Moreau, and Aidan McMahon. Sound design and editing by Aidan McMahon. Music by Luca Caruso-Moreau and Jessica McDonald. Contributions by Ashley, Angela, Felicia, Jess, Gabby, Natalie, Laura, and Grandma Bella.
Hi, this is Luca, one of the producers of the piece you just heard. I hope you liked it. This piece was made by and with a lot of people really far away from each other. Actually, as I'm recording this right now, one of our producers is stranded on another continent. He had some problems with his visa and couldn't get a flight home, so hopefully by the time you hear this, he is safe and made it back. Obviously, it's a new world and we're trying to adjust to it. That's why we made this piece, and it's actually going to be the first part of a series that we're calling Through the Wall, which is all about being connected in a time when people are really missing each other. We're looking for contributions for the next episode, and so here's how it's going to work. We're going to pair people together who are not with each other, so maybe family members or friends or complete strangers.And then each person will share a little bit about themselves or their day or really anything at all that they are thinking about and want to share, and then start a conversation from there. Now, some of those conversations will make it into the episode, but only if the people who had those conversations want them to be in the episode. Otherwise, hopefully, people will just make some new friends. If you want to get involved or talk more about the project, you can give us an email at throughthewall2020@gmail.com. Once again, throughthewall2020@gmail.com. throughthewall2020@gmail.com. Thank you.